Which one's yours?
Start your day the Thoroughway, Northwest London, Monday, 12th of Tammuz, 11th of July. Rabbi Motti Sonnenfeld, Schlita, smashing a smashed Kli.
The posters and see who's speaking in Thoroughway. This week it was funny to see myself looking back at me when I looked at the poster.
Hope you enjoyed it.
So we'll start like this. We'll start with the Gemara in Megillah. Very interesting Gemara in Megillah, quite a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara talks about when Haman, he had to take Mordechai around on the horse. Yeah, may not be the right time of the year, but you'll see where I'm getting to with this. And the Gemara says a story that whilst Haman was putting Mordechai on the horse, then says the Gemara, his daughter was standing on the roof of Haman's house, and the Gemara says that as Haman was going past down the street, then his daughter saw this whole scene, and she assumed correctly that the one on the horse was Haman, and the one schlepping the horse was Mordechai. And so what did she do? She, at that time, she had the otzitz from a Beis HaKisei, she had the bowl from the bathroom, and she took the bowl, and she pulled it down onto what she thought was Mordechai's head. And then, says the Gemara, she very soon after realized her mistake, she realized that it was actually Haman leading the horse. She got such a shock, Nafal mi'igro, she fell from the roof and she died. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara finishes off. That's the pshat in the pasuk in the Megillah. V'haman nidchafal beisoi, ovel v'chafu reish. After this episode, the Gemara says, the pasuk in Megillah says he went back home, ovel v'chafu reish. Ovel means ovel mi bitoi, because he just lost his daughter and killed her. V'chafu reish means he was chafu reish, his head was covered from this waste that had been pulled on top of his head. That's a Gemara, that's a pshat. Avil b'chafurish, avil mi bitay b'chafurish, from this otzitz from the Beis HaKisei. So Kana ben Shoyel, the obvious kasha in the Gemara is that it seems to be that the Seida Advarim was opposite. What happened first? First, she pulled the otzitz, and then she jumped out the window, off the roof. So why does the pasuk in Megillah say, "Haman nidchaf al beisay, avil mi bitay b'chafurish"? From this otzit, it should have been the opposite. It should be Haman nidchafal beisoi chafuroish. That's what happened first. Chafuroish, his head was covered with this waste. And then after that, v'avil. After that, his daughter realized what happened. She jumped off the roof. Avil. The seder should be the opposite. That's the kasha. That's the kasha in the Gemara Megillah. According to the Gemara, the pasuk should be the opposite. Not avil v'chafuroish. First chafuroish and then avil. Okay. So perhaps to understand, the way forward is to have a look at a sugya and Baba Kama, which we were learning recently, the sugya. And sugya and Baba Kama, Daf Yud Zayin, and which takes us to the topic of today's drosha, yeah. Smashing a smashed kli, mona tvira tova. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Yud Zayin, brings a din from Rabba. Rabba brings a halacha that, he says as follows, he says, if somebody is standing, Bereisha Gag, someone is standing on the roof, and he throws down a kli, says Rabbah, before the kli hits the ground, there's somebody standing on the ground, and he whacks the kli and he smashes it. That's the case. He throws the kli off the roof, and before it lands, somebody smashes it on the ground. Who's going to be chayev and who's going to be potter? Says Rabbah, that the sheni is going to be potter, says Rabbah. The person who's standing on the ground is going to be potter. He's not going to be chayev for smashing a kli. He says, and he explains himself, he says, because mona tvira tova. He smashed a smashed kli. That's what he says. He's potter because he smashed the smashed kli. What does it mean, mona tvira tova? What does it mean that he smashed the smashed kli? So Rashi explains it means that since when the first person took the kli and he threw the kli from the roof, then it was inevitably it was going to break in a minute or two, in a few minutes' time, a few seconds, it's going to land on the ground and it's going to smash. So therefore, says Rava, we consider this kli to already be smashed as soon as it leaves his hands. As soon as it leaves the hands of the Zorik, the person on the roof who's throwing the kli, as soon as it goes out of his hands and it's on its downward descent, it's already considered smashed. It doesn't. If you're wearing your Torah glasses, you'll already see the shards flying through the air. You don't have to wait till it gets to the floor to hear a bang, to hear it smash. It's already shards in the air. It's already considered, halachically, it's already a mona tevira. That's what Rabbi says, right? The Rishon throws the kli from the roof and the sheni standing at the bottom, and the sheni, before it lands, it smashes it. So says Rabbi, mona tevira tova, the sheni is going to be potter because it was already considered smashed. He didn't really smash anything. He smashed something which is already smashed. If he smashed something which is already smashed, of course he's not chayev. The person that smashed it first will be chayev, and the person at the bottom will be potter. Oh, okay. And the Gemara says, l'rabba pshitale, the Gemara says that this halacha was l'rabba pshitale, it was obvious to Rabba. However, l'rabba, according to Rabba mesapkale, Rabba wasn't so certain about this halacha. Rabba had some doubt about this halacha, and Rabba, he wasn't sure. Perhaps the sheni will be chayav. Wasn't clear to Rava. What Rava said is obvious, that as soon as it starts falling, it's already considered smashed. Rava's not so clear about it. Rava holds that it's possible, it may be like Rava, that it's smashed, considered smashed straight away. But it may be as well that it only actually is considered smashed when it really smashes. And in that case, if it's only considered smashed when it actually lands on the floor, then the Rishon will be potter and the sheni will be chayav, the second person will be chayav. That's what the Gemara says. To Rabba was Pasha, to Rabba had a Sofik, and the words of the Gemara are that Rabba's Sofik was Bosa mi Kora as Linon, or Bosa Tava Mona as Linon. Rabba wasn't sure, do you go Bosa mi Kora, do you go after the beginning, and you consider it smashed immediately after it's left his hands of the Rishon, and therefore the Sheni will be Potter? Or do you say no, even though it's about to fall on the ground and about to smash, but it's not yet smashed, and it's only considered smashed when the Sheni actually smashes it? Oh. And therefore, if it's only considered smashed when the sheni smashes it, then the sheni will be chayav, because he was the one that was mazik the kli, he was the one that caused damage. The rishon will be potter. That's what the Gemara says. The rabba pshitale, the rabba mesapkale. Oh. So, that's the Gemara. So there's a Tosfos on the side of the page, a fascinating Tosfos. And Tosfos makes a chiluk. Tosfos says, makes a chiluk which he holds as pashut. Says Tosfos, what will be a case, a similar case, instead of Reuven throwing a kli from the roof, what would be a case if Reuven shoots an arrow at the kli? He doesn't throw the kli from the roof, he shoots an arrow at a kli. Okay? And before the arrow hits the kli, Shimon's standing next to the kli and he smashes the kli. What would be in that case, says Tosfos? Right? The case of the Gemara is when Reuven throws a kli down from the roof, Shimon's standing at the bottom and he smashes it. That's when Rava says, Chayev. Robert has a Suffolk. Says, this is what be a case where he doesn't throw the kli, he never touched the kli, he just shot an arrow at the kli. Zorak chetz, he shot an arrow at the kli, and before the arrow hits the kli, Shimon comes and smashes it. Who will be chayav then? Says Tosfos, he says it's a svarab shuta. He doesn't even explain the svarab. He says it's a svarab shuta that this will be different from the Gemara. It's a svarab shuta that the sheni will be chayav. Nobody would argue with this, says Tosfos. Why? Why will the sheni be chayav? They explain, because it's only in the first case where the Rishon took the kli and he threw it. He did the meiser to the kli, right? He took the kli and he threw the kli off the roof. He did the meiser to the kli. That's when you can say mona tevira. That's when you can already consider this kli to be a smashed kli. Oh. However, says Tosfos, if he never did the meiser to the kli, he took a chetz, he was zorak a chetz, he threw an arrow, he shot an arrow into the kli. So this is true, the kli is going to break, any second the kli is going to break, but you can't consider that a mona tevira. Even though the kli is going to break any second, you can't consider that to be a mona tevira, you can't consider that to be smashed already, and therefore the Rishon won't be chayev, the sheni will be chayev. That's what Tosfos says. Oh.
Is it to do with the fact that when you actively throw it, it's definitely going to break, whereas the chet, you might decide not to shoot the chet. He's already shot the chet.
So Stasis, we're talking about a case, he already shot the chet. In 1 second, the chet is going to fly into the kli.
So what's the difference?
Oh, so the difference is, did he do a meiser in the kufa kli, or did he not do? The fact that it's safe in the shabbat is not a mona tevira.
But both guarantee that it's going to break.
But every
yeah, yeah, they're both guaranteed they're going to break.
Yeah, both Sofer and Shoveh.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. Why are they not both Mona Tevirah?
Because Sofer and Shoveh, Vayis Yitzchak and Tosfos, that Sofer and Shoveh by itself is not enough to qualify it, to make it a Mona Tevirah. It has to be when you've actually, the Kli is already in motion. It's not just Sofer and Shoveh. You've actually taken the Kli and the Kli itself is in motion. It's about to fall. The Kli is moving. The Kli is on its way to breaking. Exactly. If Zorak says very nice, the Kli is about to break, but you never did any Maisa in the Kli. Even if you won't miss it, even if you're standing there, you can see the Chetz is about to shoot into it. Even if you won't miss it, you know for certain it's going to break. Uh-huh. That's what Tosfos says. It says Tosfos doesn't even say the Svara about doing a Maisa. Tosfos just says Svara Pshuta Lechalik. It's a Svara Pshuta to differentiate between throwing the Kli and shooting an arrow in the Kli. He doesn't even say the Svara. The other Rishonim speak out the Svara. Okay, I personally think it's quite understandable. Yeah? Oh.
Can you say Misa because they won't break?
Oh. So to bring out Tosfos, I saw an interesting Rashash. On the Tosfos there, there's an interesting Rashash, and he talks about the following case. He says that somebody came to him, and we'll call this person Reuven, that Reuven came to him and he said that he was Mazik a Kli from Shimon. Okay? He was Mazik a Kli from Shimon, and he's chayav to pay Shimon. But Reuven said, a few days later, there was a fire in Shimon's house, and everything got totally burnt, including this Kli that he was Mazik. So Shimon, he tried to be clever, he went to the Rishash and he said, look, I don't need to pay Reuven. True, I was Mazik his Kli, but it would have, even if I wouldn't have been Mazik the Kli would have got burnt in this house. There was a fire, everything got burnt. So don't come to me. I don't have to pay Shimon. That's why he tried to pattern himself on that basis. And the Rishash said to him, not so fast. He said, there's a clear Tosfos in Baba Kama that says you'll be Chayav. And he said, what's the Tosfos? He said, this is the Tosfos. He said, this Tosfos says clearly you'll be Chayav. Because this Tosfos talks about, this Tosfos is even worse than the case. This Tosfos talks about the case where the Chetz, the arrow is already in midair, and it's about to hit the Kli, and before the arrow hits the Kli, he comes and he smashes it. Right? And even then, even though the arrow is in midair about to hit the Kli, when Shimon smashes the Kli, Shimon's going to be Chayav. Right? And you can't say, I was going to break because the Chetz was ready Mona Tevirah because the Chetz was about to shoot it. You can't say that. Because it's not considered a Mona Tevirah since he didn't do a Maisa in the Guf HaKli. So they said the Rishash to him, nice try, but here as well, very nice that, it was going to burn in a few days' time, there's going to be a fire and everything was going to get destroyed in the fire, but at the end of the day, it's not called a Mona Tevirah. It's not called, even if there would have been a fire at the time when you smashed it, it wouldn't have been called a Mona Tevirah. Certainly that this fire only broke out a few days later after the story. That's what the Rishash said to him. That's to bring out this Chiddush of Tosfos. Oh, so again, so just to summarize, that this halacha of Rabba says halacha that someone is zorak a Kli from the Reisha Gag, and somebody else stands at the bottom and smashes the Kli, says Rabba, the Sheni is going to be potter. Because Mona Tevirah Tova, we consider this Kli to have been smashed immediately as it left the Rishon's hands. Says Tosfos, that halacha only applies in the case of zorak the Kli, when he did a Maisa in the Gufa Kli. However, if you just shot an arrow at the Kli, even though the Kli is going to break, it's going to break, but nevertheless, says Tosfos, we don't consider that to be a Mona Tevirah. That's not called a Mona Tevirah, and the Rishon will be potter. He never smashed it. It's only considered smashed when the arrow will actually hit it and break it. Therefore, the Sheni, he smashed it before the arrow hit it, the Sheni will be chayav. Fine. Oh. Based on this Gemara and this Tosfos, says the Rogachov Gaon, we can say a pshat in the Gemara, in the Gila that we started off with. Oh. Like this. He says, what really happened was, when the daughter of Haman threw the Kli, and it hit Haman's head, he said, before the Kli hit Haman's head, we can say, she had already jumped off the roof. She didn't wait for the Kli to fall on Haman, she had already jumped off the roof before the Kli hit Haman's head. So says the Rogachov Gaon, he says like this, he says, if you would have frozen the time, there's two things in midair. There's one thing in midair is you've got Haman's daughter, she's in midair. And the other thing in midair is this opsitz, this Kli from the midair. There's two things in midair. One second, let's speak out. And then says the Rogachov Gaon, so there was each one is different. Haman's daughter, what is she? She's compared to the Kli. right? She'd done a maisa in herself. She was on her way down. She was going to hit the floor and die, right? That's already called Zorak. That's a case of Zorak Kli through the actual Kli. So therefore, she's already a Mona Tvira. She's already considered dead, a Mona Tvira, before she hits the ground. However, the Otzitz, which landed on Haman's head, so that's a case of Zorak Chet. You were shooting a Kli. You're shooting a Chet at a Kli. Here as well, she was throwing this Otzitz at Haman's head. So when is the Kli considered to be smashed? Or in this case, when is Haman's head considered to be covered, Chafu Rosh, with this waste? Only when it actually lands. It's not a Mona Tvira before it lands. He didn't do a Maisa on Haman's head. He never did a Maisa. It says only a Chafu Rosh later. Says Rogan Shabagon, Nestam Shat. He says, first you start with Ovel. First, Haman was Ovel with Chafu Rosh. He was Ovel because even though maybe if you look at the physically what happened first, physically it's true that it first landed in Haman's head and then she killed herself, then she jumped off. But since before it landed in Haman's head, she started already jumping, and she is considered to be like Zara Kli, that she's a Mona Tvira even before she hits the ground, so therefore Haman had a din, maybe had a din Ovel already, Of a chafu reish, that's only when it lands on Haman's head, that's when it's the chafu reish.
She dropped it in the on his head, and he looked up, and then she sees his face. Then she jumped.
That's the
medicine.
Yeah.
He looked up when he hit him, and when the other hit him, so she only threw herself off when she saw him looking up.
Yeah. Maybe I saw the Gemara after Zayn. The Gemara says that she lifted the eyes. Gemara says she threw it, and then Donu Eino, then she lifted the eyes, and she was not on the Igra. She fell from the roof.
She must have seen him because she's
seen him either way.
When she saw him, she thought that was Malcha, right?
Then she only had the second day that was Malcha.
From the Gemara, it's not clear. The Gemara doesn't say exactly, exactly what happened there.
Could have missed him, man. Could have missed him then.
Even if it's going to be. What do you mean? It could have missed him. Yeah. Therefore,
and then for she already shot the conclusion that her aim was good.
She knew it wasn't going to miss him. If it would have missed him, she wouldn't have jumped off the roof. Yeah, right. Nice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jump before it hits him. She didn't realize.
She realized.
She didn't realize it was him yet.
But before it landed on him, she already chafed. She had that much seichel to chaf already before it landed on him. She already chafed. Yeah, that's the Ragan Shabbat. Maybe it's a Purim Terry, I'm not sure, but that's what the Ragan Shabbat says.
You can have conflicts with Midrash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever the case is, it brings out, it's a nice kivun, it's a nice...
It's good, but...
It brings out this thesis in a nice... Fine. So if we're already on this topic, then maybe it's kedai to see one more Rishon on this sugya, how he explains a different shat in the Gemara to how Rashi learns Mona Tvira Tova. He gives a different twist to the Gemara, and if we're ready here, I think it's kedai to carry on. The Ramban and Mulchamas, he argues with Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. He says, he holds that Rashi learned the Gemara completely wrong. He says like this, he says, when Rabba says, his words are, Zorak, going back to the case of Zorak Kli, someone Zorak Kli, Mirisha Gagi, throws a Kli from the rooftop, Uba'achi v'shibre b'makel, someone standing at the bottom and he smashes it with a makel. Rabba says, Potter. That's what Rabba says. He says, Potter, the Meshavah, the one who smashes it is Potter. Because Mona Tvira Tova, my time of Mona Tvira Tova, that's what he says. Rashi understands that to mean, Rashi says straight away, when it says Potter, says Rashi, that means the Meshava is Potter and the Zoyruk is Chayef. That's what Rashi says. Rabba never says that the Zoyruk is Chayef. Rabba just says Potter. Rashi understands that to mean the Meshava is Potter, the one who smashed it is Potter, and the one who threw it is Chayef because Mona Tvira. Says the Ramban, that's not the right Pshat in the Gemara. Why? He says, because if Rabba would have meant that the Zoyruk is Chayev, he would say clearly, has Zoyruk Chayev. Why does he say Potter, the Meshava is Potter? Rabba should talk clearly and say, the Zoyruk is Chayev, the one who threw it is Chayev, because it's already a Mona Tvira.
What's he Chayev for?
For smashing a Kli.
Maybe it's his.
We're talking about it's not his. Uh-huh. We're talking about it's not his. The Rishonim speak out, the whole sugya won't work. It's not his. We're talking about it's not his.
He's a ganav, he's taken it.
Yeah. Sorry, I should have spoken that clearly. Yeah, he's a ganav, it's not his kli. He's taking someone else's kli and he's throwing the kli. Yeah, sorry, I should have spoken that out clearly. Oh, But that's the Ramban's kasha on Rashi. If Rashi's right that the Meshava is potter and the Zorik is chayiv, then Rabbi should say clearly the Zorik is chayiv. Why is he beating around the bush and saying the Meshava is potter? Say the Zorik is chayiv. Oh, says the Ramban, therefore, the Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Says the Ramban, of course, the one who throws it off the roof, he's also potter. He's going to be potter. Why is he going to be potter? We don't say mona tvira tova, right? We don't say mona tvira tova. We don't consider it broken immediately. Oh, no. So then if the Rishon's potter, then the Sheni should also be. So the Sheni should be chayev now, right? Someone smashed it. If the Rishon is potter, because we don't consider it smashed as soon as it left its hand, then the Sheni should be chayev. Says the Ramban, Amari de Gelomdus, he says, the Sheni can't be chayev. He says, why? Because by the time the Sheni smashes the Kli, it's ein lo idomim. The Kli's got no value anymore. The Sheni really should be chayev, but how, why are you going to be mechayevim? You have to pay the value of the Kli? This Kli has no value. The Kli which is in midair, about to smash in any second, has got no value. It's got no market value. Who's going to buy such a Kli? Never went down from it. It's not worth anything. You can't do a shumah. You can't estimate the value of this Kli at all. That's why, says the Ramban, that's what Rabba means. That's what Rabba means, mona tvira tova. That's what it means. Mona tvira tova means you can't be mechayev the Sheni to pay anything because there's nothing for him to pay. The Kli has no value at all. It's lost its value. It's about to fall on the ground and smash. He hits it just before it's smashed. The Kli's got no value. There's nothing for him to pay. Oh, that's how he argues in Rashi. Again, Rashi holds mona tvira tova. Rashi holds that the Rishon is going to be chayev because mona tvira tova, we consider it smashed immediately when it's left the Rishon's hands and the Rishon smashed it. Says the Ramban, no, that's not true. We don't consider it smashed as immediately after left his hands. Rabba doesn't say the Rishon is chayev, and therefore he doesn't mean the Rishon is chayev. The Rishon is potter. He didn't smash it. It only smashes when it really smashes on the ground. However, the Sheni, who should be chayev, because he was the one, therefore, that smashed it, nothing to be mechayev him, because it has no domim, ain't no domim, it's got no value. That's what the Ramban says. So
it was the Rishon who reduced it from domim to ain't no domim. He was mafsid at that stage, you're saying. But once it's been thrown, as long as he was holding it, it had value. The moment it's thrown, it's lost its value.
Oh.
It's worth nothing.
Yeah.
So therefore, that, and you might say it's Roma, yeah, but it's the mashlech, the guy who threw it, the Rishon,
he took away the dog.
Caused it to lose the value.
I hear. So that what do you want to say? Even if he didn't smash it, he's not the Meshava.
At least for Groma, or B'din Shemayim.
Maybe someone will catch it.
Okay, Groma is Potter, B'din Yodom.
B'din Yodom, yes.
Here we're discussing B'din Yodom. I'm going to be Groma over here.
There's one side, the other side, you can't say.
If the whole vault is, it's got no value. Your whole vault is because it's got no value.
Yeah, the Rishon should be
chayev. Who made that happen?
I hear you're masking the Rishon made it happen, but if he wasn't the Meshava, how can he be mechayev him? He was never the Meshava. We're going to be mechayev somebody for taking away the value of a Kli?
Yeah.
You can be mechayev him for that? Without smashing, he was never mazik the Gufa Kli. You just take away the value of the Kli, that's enough to be mechayev him?
Yeah.
I never thought about it, but it's not.
If I take something that belongs to you and I bury it under the ground and you don't know where it is, but I haven't changed anything. But it's worthless now because nobody knows where it is.
It's not worthless.
I threw it into the sea.
Then you're already mafsid. You're already ma'abad the Kli. If you throw it into the sea, then you'll be ma'abad the Kli.
It's a diamond. It's never going to drop.
Yeah, no, but throwing it into the sea is like burning it, right?
Exactly. I've reduced it to nil.
No, then you're being ma'abad the Kli. Here the Kli is sholim, but it's not ma'abad the sea. It's in clear sight. The sea, here's the Kli.
The Kli is sholim at the bottom of the sea. But I've been ma'abad the value.
No, I don't think. I hear the kasha, but I'm not asking for the rifle of the sea. That's being ma'abad. I mean, ma'abad is ma'abad be a diamond. He's destroying the Kli by throwing it into the sea.
That's less than tossing it off the top of a building.
Yeah, because he's not destroying the Kli. The Kli is it's not yet smashed. He's taking away the value, the domim of the Kli. Is that called destroying the Kli?
Same thing. If he stands on the deck of a ship and he throws it over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
I hear the horror. I didn't think about it. I hear the horror. Yeah, it's a good footnote for their
remark.
Maybe
the Kli
can toast us. Maybe he has a potter. Once somebody's doing something. But we're saying it's going to be Potter, the first one. The first one is Potter.
Why not?
You would buy such a Kli?
I wouldn't buy it, so he damaged it.
If somebody puts up, so you know.
So the Russians hide.
Oh, so, okay. Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody is taking the missy, yeah? It's the same story.
Mm-hmm. I hate saying the Russians should be chayav for that. That he took away the domim, even though he didn't smash it. The fact that he took away the domim, that should be enough for Russian. Okay, to think about it. Yes, if you mention Tesis, someone mentioned Tesis. So now the Achreinim want to say perhaps that, finish off with this, that maybe according to this Svara of the Ramban, yeah, that the Ramban says that the Rishon is going to be potter because he never smashed it, only considered smashed it when it hits the ground, and the Sheni is going to be potter because ain't Leidomim. So the Achreinim want to say, they bring from Rabbi Kivega that it could be, therefore, maybe the Ramban even argues with Tesis now. Maybe in the case of Zorak Chetz, maybe the Ramban would hold that. Regarding Ein Leidomim, regarding to take away the value of a kli, maybe there's no difference if you throw the actual kli or if you shoot a chetz at the kli. For the svar of Ein Leidomim, maybe the Ramban would hold that the sheni is going to be potter, not only if the Rishon throws the kli off the roof where he did a maisa in the kli, but maybe the sheni will be potter even if the Rishon shot an arrow at the kli and the sheni smashed it before the arrow hit the kli. It could be that still the sheni will be potter. Why? Because maybe for this svar of Ein Leidomim, maybe there's no chiluk between whether he did a maisa to the kli or not. If the Ramban holds as a svar of that you can't be mechayev the sheni because there's nothing to be mechayev and he didn't, just, it has no value. So maybe now the achrenim, some achrenim want to say it makes no difference if whenever something is sefer ilashavir, whenever it's about to break, it's got no value. Why should it make a difference now if you did a maisa in the gufa kli, you didn't do a maisa in the gufa kli? According to Tosfos, according to the first mahalach we learnt, that the whole reason that the sheni is potter because it's already a mona tvira, it's already considered smashed. He never smashed anything because it's already smashed, it's already shards. Then you can say, maybe it's only considered smashed if you actually threw the kli, but if you shot something at the kli, it's not considered smashed. But according to this Ramban, that the reason why the sheni is potter is because it has no domim. So for this svara of ein leidomim, it shouldn't be enough kimina. How it's ein leidomim, whether it itself is falling or you shot something at the kli. At the end of the day, it has no domim, so maybe the sheni will be potter. That's what the achrenim want to suggest in the Ramban. That's a sikkum of the sugya a little bit. Okay. It's a good kasha. Think about it.
It's a very fine line.
Yeah.